Hey everyone, Martin here from Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to do another listener suggestion. This one comes to us from Ian. Ian wrote in using the Google form and said ice castle with ice zebras and seals, and they're all good. I'm guessing you mean they're good characters, not bad guys. And then Rex attacks two and throws hot lava. So basically you want an ice castle planet with some hot lava. And I've been thinking, I haven't done a magic-related planet for a while, and there's been some other people asking for those. So I'm going to add a little magic into this one. Ice magic, I guess, or water magic. Not sure if there's a difference. If you like the podcast, don't forget to rate us and review us. It really goes a long way to other people finding it and the likelihood of getting featured, that sort of thing. I also always need story ideas, so lots of people are writing in. Lots of stories to choose from, and the more we have to choose from, the better off we are. So write in using the Google form, or think about leaving me a voicemail. Now it's time to get as comfy as you can in your bed. Close your eyes, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship, as you often do. You find yourself laying down on the couch. You get up and stretch your arms and legs.
Good morning, spaceship,
you say. Good morning. I have found a new and exciting planet, spaceship announces. I love it when you find new and exciting planets, you respond. What kind of planet is it this time? A dinosaur planet, or a dragon planet, or maybe one of those fire and lava planets. No, it is an ice planet. An ice planet? That doesn't sound that exciting, really. I forgot to mention that there are ice zebras and ice seals who seem to have some sort of inherent magic powers over the ice itself, spaceship adds. Well, that makes it sound a lot more exciting, you say. Set a course now. Understood, spaceship responds, clearly changing direction by shifting a little bit up and to the left, at least relative to your current position. After a short trip, you jump out of super hyperdrive and find yourself flying above a beautiful blue planet that looks like it's entirely frozen in ice. It's still lit up by the sun, but it seems to be a little further away than most planets are. As you fly the ship down closer to the planet, you see huge ice mountains and icebergs and trees made entirely out of ice as well. In fact, you start to see a whole bunch of other things sculpted out of perfect ice. As if someone or something on this planet enjoys making ice sculptures. You see statue after statue, and then you start to see little houses made of beautifully carved ice. And then a gigantic ice castle. Now, this castle is absolutely magnificent. It stretches from left to right further than your eye can see, surrounded by a gigantic ice wall, and then created out of a whole bunch of a different, wonderfully carved ice towers. It's one of the biggest castles you've ever seen. As you fly down a little closer over the ground, you start to see the seals and the zebras. Each one is tinted a sort of bluey ice color. The zebras, instead of being black and white striped, are white and ice striped, or something like that. You find a little opening in the center of the ice castle, and you land your spaceship in it very carefully. As the back door opens up, a huge wave of cold blows in, Oh man, spaceship, it's freezing out there. There is a setting on your watch designed specifically for that, spaceship says. You start flicking through your watch, and you find a little button that says warm up. You press the button, and all of a sudden, a warmth spreads through your arm, up to your body, through your other arm, and down through your legs, making you feel the perfect temperature, even standing in the middle of an ice planet, without even having to put on your whole spacesuit. Cool, you say. You walk out of the spaceship, and you're immediately greeted by an ice seal and an ice zebra who walk up towards the ship.
Welcome to the ice planet, the ice zebra says. Are you here to take part in the ice bending competition?
The zebra asks. Ice bending competition? No, I mean, maybe? What is an ice bending competition?
You've never heard of ice bending before. Where are you from?
The zebra asks, looking at you very intently. I'm from a planet far away called Earth. We don't really have ice bending there.
Oh, in that case, let me show you. Follow me, the zebra says.
With a quick movement of the zebra's head, the ice below seems to melt into water and then shape itself into something that resembles a huge water slide, freezing in place instantly. The zebra and the seal jump onto the ice and slide up, over, and around. I guess we should follow them. Come on, Changer, you yell to your shape-shifting dog. You and Changer run towards the ice. You jump up in the air, land on the ice slide, and begin sliding around the corner and following the ice zebra and the ice seal as they lead you down a little path, past the castle and into a large open area. All of you jump off of the huge ice slide that was created by the, well, ice-bending zebra. As soon as you do, the slide turns to water once again, falls down to the ground, and then immediately freezes, creating a perfectly smooth ground once again. Did you do that with ice bending? You ask.
Yes, this is our ice bending training area, the zebra says. Here, you can learn to control the ice and the water. Watch me.
The zebra begins running forward, and as it runs, the ice melts into a wave of water. The wave follows the zebra and then begins spinning around in a circle. The zebra then maneuvers the ice together, forms it into the shape of a statue, and freezes it in place. You realize pretty quickly that you're staring at a perfect ice sculpture of, well, of you.
Whoa, how do you do that? You ask. Well, the secret is to become one with the ice. And once you have, you just move it around like a part of your body. I sense magic in you. You should be able to do it, the ice zebra says.
Huh. Remembering that you have in fact done magic before, so this shouldn't be too crazy of an idea, you sit down on the ice. You cross your legs, you close your eyes, and you begin to center yourself.
You start by focusing on a time where you felt very, very happy or very relaxed. And as you remember that time, you remember the feeling it brought you. And as that wave passes through your body of that happy and relaxed feeling, you start to notice how your body feels. And then you stretch your awareness out to try to notice how the ice feels. Before long, you feel as if you can feel the ice itself. You feel the ice shift as it gets colder and warmer with just a thought. By imagining it moving quicker, it becomes water. And by imagining it moving slower, it freezes to ice. You open your eyes and you gather a huge area of ice around you. You practice allowing it to melt by speeding up its vibration. And then you practice forcing it to freeze by stopping it from vibrating altogether. Like a pulse of your breath or your heartbeat, you allow the water to melt and freeze, melt and freeze, over and over again until you get the right feeling for it, and it becomes like another one of your senses. You begin to move the water like it's one of your body parts. You twirl it around you in a circle. You force it up into a large column, and then you stop it from vibrating, and it freezes right in front of you, a giant ice column. Wow, I did that, you realize. Now there's more to it than that. Watch me. The zebra demonstrates how it moves the ice around itself. It gathers a whole bunch of little ice chunks, forms them into ice spikes, and shoots them at a target at the other end of the training field, each one hitting almost dead bullseye. You see, this is also our form of self-defense, the zebra explains. That's so cool. Let me try. You reach out for the ice once again. You grab the huge column. You speed it up, turning it into water. And then you reform it into a whole bunch of different pieces, shaping each one into a long spike of ice. You keep the spikes of ice floating up in the air just by focusing on them. And then, one by one, you propel them forward towards the target. Your aim isn't as good as the zebra's, but, I mean, she's been practicing longer. But try after try, you get better and better, until you begin hitting the target with the ice spike at almost every try. You and the zebra play around for a while in the ice, creating different ice statues and ice waves and anything else you can think of. Before long, you learn how to ride on the ice, to move the ground beneath you, sort of forcing you into a consistent slide. Then the ice zebra shows you a new technique. Watch this, the zebra says. Ice around the zebra's feet melts, shoots up, coating each of their hooves, or whatever you call them on a zebra, in a big chunk of ice. Then, with four legs entirely covered in ice, you watch the zebra magically skate around. It moves without any effort at all. That's so cool. You try the same thing, focusing on the ground around your feet, melting the ice and creating little boots around them. As soon as they've turned back to ice, you find that you can control the boots themselves. Force them to slide forward, left, or right with just a thought. Before long, you're skating around everywhere with ease, zooming around the streets of the ice castle as fast as you can, on what feel like magical boots of some kind. You stop back in the training area, and the zebra bows towards you.
"That is very good work. Now, it's time for the ice sculpture contest. Follow me," the zebra says,
zooming forward on her ice boots. You follow her quickly just by thinking about it, sliding on your ice boots as well, zooming through the streets of the city and in towards the center of the castle. At the center of the castle, you find a huge arena, people gathering on every side to watch the ice sculpting contest. Ice sculpting competitors fill the center of the area, and they begin getting to work, bending the ice into the most amazing statues and art pieces they can think of.
"I'm competing over here," the ice zebra says,
leading you over towards the corner of the competition area. You watch as the zebra forms the ice into water and then up into an absolutely beautiful statue. And then something changes. It gets a little dark, like a huge cloud has flown overhead. You look up to see what's blocking the sunlight out, and you see a very familiar ship. A huge T-Rex-shaped head flying through space and slowly lowering down over the ice castle.
"Well," you hear a familiar voice say, "this is just too easy to wreck." "Lava cannons, activate," the voice says.
A whole bunch of huge cannons pop out of the giant ship that's clearly being controlled by Rex, and they begin shooting lava in every different direction. The ice zebras and ice seals don't know what to do. They band together and they start bending the water and the ice to try to stop the lava from melting the ice castles, creating huge shields, and some of them start to create little rivers and roads to try to divert the lava. But it's no use. The lava's just coming too quickly. And that's when you get an idea. An idea from a previous adventure. "Spaceship, amplify my voice. I need to talk to all of the seals and zebras in the area." "Voice amplification active," Spaceship says. "Ice zebras and ice seals, we need to work together. If we all focus all of our energy, we should be able to stop this attack. Now lend your energy to me, and I'll take the lead." You begin focusing on the ice once again, noticing how it feels and slowly taking control of it. As you do, you notice that the energy is getting more and more powerful. It's like the zebras and the seals are filling you with the power to control more and more ice. And as the power hits you, you spread out your field of control. You will all of the ice below you to melt into water, and then you shoot up towards the ship. A huge pillar of water, much bigger than the ship itself. You leap off the pillar of water, landing gracefully on the top of the ship, as you force the water itself to spread around the ship, freezing in every little spot you can make it freeze. You focus the water around all of the different cannons that are shooting lava out of them, and you force it to freeze in every crack,
every crevice until the cannons themselves start to malfunction. They begin to spark, and then lava begins shooting out everywhere all over the ship. An alarm sounds on the ship, and the ship begins to take off away from the planet.
"This won't be the last you've seen of me," the voice says.
As the ship begins to take off, you leap up into the air. The water flows towards you and surrounds your body, forming itself into a perfect ice slide. You slide down the huge column of ice, landing once again in the center of the arena. The ice slide melts behind you and forms itself back into the ground of the arena itself. All of the ice zebras and all of the ice seals cheer. A group of them comes towards you, picks you up in the air, and begins carrying you around the arena. Then, noticing the destruction around you from all of the lava, you and the ice creatures shift your attention back to rebuilding the castle. Bit by bit, the different creatures reform the ice, repairing walls and towers, floors and houses. It really doesn't take a whole city of icebenders very long to fix this thing. After 10 or 20 minutes, the entire thing's been rebuilt, even better than before. After such a long adventure, you're beginning to feel tired. You wave goodbye to the ice seals and the ice zebras.
"Thank you for coming. It was quite an adventure, if I do say so myself, which I do,"
the ice zebra says. Spaceship flies down in front of you and you climb aboard. The ship takes off into the air and you wave goodbye to the ice people as the door shuts. Once again, the ship leaves the ice planet, jumping to super hyperdrive as soon as it's far enough out into space. And once again, you head to your bedroom, pull back the covers on the most amazing and most comfortable bed, and lay down. You pull the covers up over top of yourself. You close your eyes. And with each breath, you begin to sink down deeper and deeper into the mattress, allowing your mind to wander off to dreams of new adventures and new things to come. Good night, everyone.